Now, was this woman surprised when you brought up the issue of starting hormone therapy when she's been doing great for the last 6 or 7 years?
Yes, I think, you know, women really want to believe that 5 years is a magic time period because it has been touted as such and certainly has more impact in hormone receptor negative disease. But they don't want to hear that they still have 50% of their recurrence risk and, in truth, more than 50% of their risk of dying ahead of them. So it is a difficult conversation, but I think when people understand this, and I often use graphics to explain it to women in terms of the data from the early breast cancer trialist group and others that are available on the web, so you can show graphic data to women, that they're very interested in additional therapies to reduce risk.
And of course, Peter Radden's Adjuvant Online has a model that attempts to factor this in, although there's so many factors, it's really kind of difficult. One of the things that really surprised me when people started talking about this is the actual risk that you're talking about after 5 years. And the number that I've kind of heard thrown around, I think roughly this is what Peter uses, is that women who are originally node positive have a recurrence rate roughly in the range of 4% a year and node negative 2% a year, which, you know, you multiply times 5 years, although I guess you got to not quite exactly multiply. I mean, that's a pretty substantial risk.